Welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter/X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. Another design challenge. The girls got goth, but for one, her day was all doom and gloom. And now that makes me sad. Hashtag justice for plasma. It's time to talk all things Drag Race 16. And here with me to help design an explanation for the events that just occurred, it's Vanity Levain. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. Welcome to the show. First time.
It is. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I feel like this was a good episode to have you on.
I think so. I mean, as you can see, my house has become my workplace, and like my work. Speaking of design challenge, it's just all over.
Yeah, I love it. Listen, we're gonna talk about dragon designing and that whole universe. But first, let me give our friends the disclaimer. This is an entertainment podcast. We're discussing reality visual characters as presented to us through a production. We are showing the editing of the television show wants to see. We react to what is presented. Yes, the repo, then you go on to go on television, share the craft, but they've also put themselves in busy discuss what's said in the podcast for entertainment, discuss reality and show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I said. Okay, listen. I'm going to give you the opportunity here. I would like you to give me 3 adjectives to describe season 16 so far.
Oh, okay. And I did go to school. Adjectives means describing words.
Correct.
Three adjectives. Very first one is a little put on. Put on. 2, talented. Really talented. And then 3, big.
All right. I like it. I'm here for it. Yeah. This season has been so much fun, right?
Yeah.
3 design challenges in 9 episodes, meaning 1/3 of the season has been design challenges.
Right.
That's a lot.
That's too much. I think I love the design challenge. I think that's the best challenge in RuPaul's Drag Race, period. That's one of the best challenges.
We're going to talk about, you're right, how it is a good challenge. But maybe if when you have 16 episodes for the year, maybe like find other things to do as well.
Right. Other creative type. There are other ways to make the girls create things.
Exactly.
As garments. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's go through it. From safe to out, Tsunami is gone. Morphine and her unlined dress are completely shocked that she had to send her bestie home.
Yeah.
She says this is the toughest thing she's had to do in the competition.
Mm.
What would you say would be the hardest thing for you when you get the call one day to be on the Drag Race television show?
The most difficult thing for me, period, is to make sure I'm presenting myself. I've had this conversation with my drag mother who's been on the show, and she talked about having to struggle with being yourself, like presenting your drag persona as 100% as possible, but also you are on TV, you should stretch and try different things. So I would find it difficult to try to stay true to my drag character while also breaking boundaries for myself and making moments on TV. Because at the end of the day, that's the game.
Now, Vanity, I know who your drag mother is, one of my dear friends.
Yes.
Can you tell the listeners who your drag mama is and why she's so amazing?
Yeah, my drag mother is the stunning Olivia Lux.
We love her. We love her.
Yeah. Yeah, I love her too.
In a shocker, in character, Plain Jane does indeed have emotions. She is sad to have lost Tsunami. Is it actually because she was wanting some of Tsunami?
I think the emotions are a little put on to give some sort of, I'm not very, I know we said we can filter ourselves, but I will say I'm not very much of a fan of Plain Jane. I'm a close friend with Plasma and we talk about it. And it's just, I don't find the emotional roller coaster she's putting on TV as truthful. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, Plasma, we'll get a confessional here about how it is sad to see someone's dream come true and or and then crumbling down, but also states that anyone could be next, and that's what we call foreshadowing in the business.
Oh, true.
At the couches, Plain Jane gets congratulated, and she's like, "Oh, I forgot. Bullshit." She remembers she won. Let's not kid ourselves.
Exactly.
She remembered very well that she was the winner, but with her emotion about winning, it's Miss Maya Iman LePage who is getting some personality, darling. She does not think she should have won. She thinks that honor should have gone to Mother Superior. Do you agree?
Sephira was very sickening in that challenge, very, very sickening. But I think Iman, I think she won because not only did she do a good job, but she also had that extra layer of she did a good job while breaking boundaries for how we saw her the whole season so far. So that goes hand in hand with many things versus just a good snatch game, which Sephira did fabulous.
Now I know because I obviously stalk you on the socials that you might have run in some circles with Miss Safira.
Yes, I love her. We performed together at Miss Paradise at Paradise all the time in New Jersey.
We love Safira. As I tell this story on the podcast all the time, she was the first person to ever give me a weed gummy at therapy. I was very high.
I always say at every viewing party, I'm like, Safira, she took my white eyeliner. I let her borrow it and I never saw it again. So when she wins that sickening supply, I want a
Get
sickening supply of Anastasia white
it back. Now,
eyeliner.
Safira is feeling good, and she knew that she would. And that's why we stand, because she made the reference that she
Yeah.
didn't make in the snatch game, which is very interesting.
Right.
Okay, it's fine. Now she had the first win of the season. She has not won since. The pressure is on for her, but have no fear. If you are on Canada's Drag Race, you could win the first challenge and still win the season. Just ask Venus.
True.
It is the top eight. Every elimination will be heartbreaking. They will be splitting hairs. No more playing it safe or you go home. Now Dawn, the lovable villain of the season, tells Nymphia that she was gooped and gagged, that she wasn't in the bottom. I mean, the show loves her, and we do too. So there was no way we were putting Miss Nymphia in the bottom.
For sure. Love her.
The stakes are high. The pressure is higher. We have Q saying that a lot of these girls would like to see a big player knocked out of the competition. And then the camera cuts to Safira, Plain Jane, and Nymphia. Are we projecting that those could be our finalists? Very interesting edit, friends.
Very interesting. I love it and I think it's pretty true. And I think Grapevine, but I can't say anything, but I
I mean,
think Grapevine.
listen, I don't do the spoilers. I just watch the edit because I am addicted to reality TV. I write about reality TV. I can't
Yes.
watch reality TV without knowing what's going to happen because I know what's going to happen based on the editing. I think
Exactly.
they're telling us,
I
right?
love it though. And as of right now, it's not like, oh, that can't be. It's not out of pocket.
Well, it's a new day in the workroom, and Nymphia is feeling underestimated, but Yellow is bound to shine. Why do you think she's feeling underestimated?
Why is Nymphia feeling
Yeah.
underestimated? I think she's feeling underestimated because, well, it's a joke, but this is out of her wheelhouse of not being able to play with Yellow, even though she has proven that she is, she can do whatever.
Sure can.
Also, she just came off of being a little bad at Snatch Game. So I actually think they shouldn't underestimate. I think they should be a little scared because, wow, the next challenge after her bombing the previous challenge is now a challenge she's going to slay at. So I would have never underestimated. I was like, well, here's her saving grace. But that would just
Nymphia will ask who will go next, and Morphine says that she's turning into a catty little girl. Turning? No, Nymphia has always been a little catty. Come on,
Yeah,
girl. We
I love her.
know. With the discussion of the possibility of having Miss Cunt Geniality, who would win that honor? Well, Maya thinks it's Plain Jane. I mean, duh.
Oh, cunt geniality. Yes, Miss Continental.
The alarm blares, and our room message gives us parody of the Addams Family theme song. What does that mean? Well, it's not going to be a scary acting challenge. Rue arrives with that neon yellow leopard shirt under that suit, and in the words of J-Lo, let's get loud. That was a choice.
It's a party, baby. It's just a party, baby.
But before our Maxi Challenge festivities can begin, it's time for a mini challenge. Rue says that America's next drag superstar always needs to leave them laughing, and she's not joking, bitch. For this mini challenge, they will get a chance to spit take. For those who don't watch classic comedies, it is a classic comedy gag made famous by Danny Thomas. You spit out the liquid after hearing something funny. For example, Vanity here would do a spit take to me saying, "Oh my God, a twink finally loves me. I have a boyfriend." Because that would never happen, friends. Just like, oh, it's so sad. Yeah, she, yeah, that's how the spit take would work.
Got it.
But the spit crew arrives, and Bryce and Bruno are here in see-through parkas so we can see those undies.
Love it.
The queens have to get into quick comedy drag, and Dawn thinks comedy makeup is painting like some other queens in the room.
Comedy.
What kind of makeup would you do for quick drag for this kind of challenge?
That's what scares me the most, because I take a long time to get ready and I don't like looking a mess. I mean, I've been good at turning my 45 hour minute face to a 30 minute face. So it would just be less blending, but it'll be the same face. Just little garage doors on the thing, and just, you know, a red lip.
Here's what we're going to do. We're actually going to score their spit take from 1 to 5. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Plain Jane is up first, and we'll spit take 2. Has anyone seen my urine sample? Classic spit take. I'll give her a 3.5.
About a 4. Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't Q big. Gets, and the winner of Miss Congeniality is Plain Jane. And that was a spray all over. I'll give her a 4.
I think it was like a little 6. It was a nice little spray. I liked it.
Maya has, what's the last thing you want to hear after you've had sex with Flava Flav? I'm not really Flava Flav. It was okay, but that flop on the floor was something. I'll still only give her a 2.
Yeah, I'll probably give her a 4.
All right. Next up, Plasma gets Patti LuPone called. She has 2 words for you. Cease and desist. I'll give her a 3.
Got it. I would give her about a 4, yeah.
Nymphia, as an old granny, arrives, and her spit take line is, good news, this week we're redoing the Snatch Game. I'll give her a 4 because that was pure terror. She might have actually choked on that water.
Yeah, I would give her a 4 as well.
Next up is Morphine. They got her IQ test back. She's pregnant. She didn't have enough water. I'll give her a 2.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 1.
Dawn is, oh wait, that's the same glass Michelle uses to soak her teeth. Not much volume, but that was projectile, so 2.5.
Yeah, I would say the same, 2.5.
And Safira has Tsunami called, you are the father. That was a wave. I'll give her a 4.
That was a puddle. So I would give that, spit take to me traditionally is a spray. So I would give about a 2.5.
They didn't come there to play. They came there to spray. And the winner is Nymphia. She wins a cash prize of $2,500 from Teammates. Are you familiar with Teammates?
I'm not.
Me either. did I go look for it? No. So clearly the plug did not work in their favor. All right. Let's get into this. This week's Maxi Challenge. Goth girls have been fascinating queens since the beginning of time. They will have to create a neo-goth look. Think Morticia meets Mugler, Beetlejuice meets Balenciaga, Elvira meets Saint Laurent. Maya is just ready to back up and go because she don't want no more designing in this bitch. They can only use the black, white, and gray fabrics as provided and their own hair, heels, and undergarments. How would you tackle this challenge?
Oh, see, I was thinking about that, and I make all my garments that I wear, and I'm still in the very beginning stages of learning how to sew. You know, I started drag very early, like 1.5 years ago. So I'm still like working on building and how that works. And I believe I am known as, just like Safira, I will be, you know, people are going to make fun of me for like, oh, you're going to wear a gown, aren't you? And I'm like, listen, I know how to accoutrement. I know how to add to the same silhouette that I know how to create well. So what I would do is probably along the lines of starting the same way Safira did, but adding accoutrements to the look the way Nymphia did. So having probably the same silhouette, but adding some drapey moments, maybe some definitely a layer like Q. I think it needs like a layer and drama, because with something goth, it's very easy to just do something kind of plain and like very small and something like that. And I would do what Q and Saphira did, where it's grand, because goth, just like Plasma, it and even Saphira, it's like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't, that's not my drag. But I'm gonna insert my filter of who Vanity as a drag queen is into this theme as much as
Absolutely.
possible. Yeah.
Now, I actually would like to take a moment here to give praise to your drag mother, Olivia Lux, because I have always said when I do the recaps about her season, she was one of the most brilliant drag race players because every single one of her looks had a reveal in case she had a lip sync.
Yeah.
Has she taught you about that little secret?
So she hasn't taught me, but she throws little nuggets here and there, and also she kind of just does, and I watch. Like, I'm a very good learner via watching, because she might forget, like, oh, teaching me certain things, but she definitely has, she is a perfect image of just being able to watch and learn. When I saw that season, I was like, yes, why don't people do that? Like, I know all
Brilliant.
stars, you are allowed to change and do things and have moments, but with Drag Race, I'm like, if you are not allowed to change and you can't make your outfit have a reveal that is easy to move in, so you, if you feel like you're gonna lip sync, make that gown into a tearaway so you can move, or add a gag, make it a reveal. Do something, just come
Absolutely.
out, especially if you're not just like me and my mother. If you're not like a kick flippy stunty girl, have something in the toolbox, you know?
Absolutely. All
Yeah.
right, the girls are off to snatch the fabrics. Which fabrics, which items would you have gone for?
I would have went for the black lace, the black lace, and definitely that sequin fabric that Saphira took. And yeah, those two. And the black glitter fabric that was draped on Nymphia's like bottom. Yeah.
I want to say that I think there were some decoy fabrics that were presented there to fuck up the girls, and we will discuss which one it was when we get to the runway. But Mama, sabotage is the theme of this episode.
Right.
Are you kind of shocked that we had the third design challenge this season?
No,
You're here
I
for
think
it.
people are finding the design. I think the producers and everyone finds that the design challenge are like the best kind of school, how can I say this? The best kind of way to judge a drag queen bare bones,
Fair
to kind of
enough.
strip everything, you know?
Q is going to make a dress coat, full body bevel bottom, tulle and ruffle. It's going to be chic Victorian baby doll.
Beautiful.
Saphira, though, is pressed by Q and Nymphia as they got this, and Saphira is groaning that she won't get her second win yet. Plasma has never had a relationship with Goth. TBH, same. I'm not a gothy girl.
Me neither.
Plain Jane will start with mind games early and guess that Plasma is doing something matronly in old Hollywood. Plain Jane says that it's neo-goth, not old school glamour goth, and she continues to ask if this is in her wheelhouse or outside her comfort zone. Do you think that Plain Jane just likes the sound of her own voice?
Yes, and I think she likes to stir the pot, and I don't understand how, like, if I was in that moment, I would just like, it would be irate. Like, can you just stop talking? Like, I'm the type of person, I'm like, if you're coming to me with all of that, I'm just gonna ignore you and pretend you're
Absolutely.
not
Plain
there.
Jane tells us that Plasma has floundered in other design challenges by pigeonholing herself into a matronly haggard aesthetic that Plain Jane knows and hates. We will see what she decides to do, but do you think in a challenge you know that is not your strongest suit is the moment to try something new?
No, not at all.
Agreed.
Not
Agreed.
at all.
Morphine will be making a look that is Elvira meets Morticia, but make her Latina, which is kind of what she is. Do
Yeah.
you think that she's going with Elvira meets Morticia because those were the names that Rue said and she knows nothing else about Goth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I love her, but yes, that
She is so good at parroting.
it's so good. But the look, I will have to say, I don't understand why they didn't gag for it, because when I saw her come out in that, especially someone who doesn't like, she sews, but she doesn't like say like, oh, I'm a seamstress, she came out with a sickening look that would take me
I
days
agree.
to make.
She will be doing a ball gown with a train and spikes on the shoulder, which sounds promising. She has been safe in the last two design challenges, but has to turn her pussy around as there is no room for error. Now,
Right.
Maya, she laughs off how she's feeling. She has a vision of a dress with patent leather and mesh in the back. So Safira will ask her if she has her measurements, but she don't. So she's going to use a dress she already has. Do you think it's safe to say for all future Drag Race contestants, bring a variety of patterns with you in your luggage?
Yes, and learn. I actually have like worked professionally because I used to be a stylist. And one of my clients was Carson Kressley, and we were talking one time. I know one time we were talking, and he was like, "Le," and at the time I didn't know how to sew, and I wasn't really doing drag like that. And he said, "Listen, if you get the call, learn the basics of sewing and learn the basics of patterning. So when you get on the show, you're not going in there cold turkey." And I think that's the truth. You should. We are 15 or 14, 15 seasons in. It's, you know, there's going to be design challenge. You should learn
It's
the basics.
going to happen.
Yeah.
Maya didn't do well in the design challenge for the doll, so she needs to show that she has learned and grown from the previous sewing challenges. How would you happen to grow if you didn't have any time to take any sewing ch classes?
How would I go? Oh, you're asking me the question.
No, I'm asking just in general, how would Maya improve? I don't understand her logic here.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Morphine is on the ground and says that her knees have never been more hurt in her life, which is impossible. That is definitely not true. After the stories we heard about her and Tsunami, that's definitely not true. Safira is going opera edition again because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Serve character.
Hello?
Safira doesn't know what goth is, so she's going to be doing a big poofy Safira silhouette. She tells Q that she's thinking like big, like Catherine O'Hara, but who she really means is Scarlett O'Hara. But I get where she was kind of going for, as the fabulously funny Catherine O'Hara was, in fact, in the movie Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
We got it. It's full circle. It's fine.
Full circle.
But the fact that Safira just didn't know Scarlett O'Hara, that's confusing. Safira's not that dumb. She
No,
knows
she's not.
references.
She knows what she's talking about.
Q thinks what she is presenting is too close to what Safira has done in a design challenge, but once again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
Q is getting into Safira's head, and Safira has questioned herself in the design challenges in the past. She even used her immunity potion in the last one, so it's time to play to her strengths, which is being Safira.
Yes.
Dawn is excited and will not show Q her thing. She knows she has her competition. Is that good strategy on Dawn's part?
I think so. I mean, I feel like Q's gonna do amazingly in whatever she wants anyway. I don't think she's looking at any of the girls and worried about it.
Dawn will remind Q that she was told she was Balenciaga last time in a design challenge, so fully thrown that in her face. She wants to win. She has no wins. Make it Dawn, make it fashion, make it interesting, make it fun, break Q's knees.
Yeah.
Now, remember how a second ago I was like, Dawn wasn't going to show anyone her design?
Yeah.
Well, she's breaking that rule and showing Plain Jane. Certainly a choice as a person to show.
Very true. I was like, why out of all people?
She is going with a chandelier style dress pants, something that she's made in the past. It's very Beauty and the Beast in the Gothic cathedral, and a chandelier comes to life. Do you think that's ambitious?
I think it's a yes, because I think it strays away from what people are going to do, the Elviras, the everything. And it's taking goth and taking something elegant and making it goth. And I think it's very smart.
Plain Jane thinks it is ambitious and will tell her she wants her to succeed as she is Miss Congeniality. Girl, this isn't the comedy challenge this week. Stop it. Stop being funny. Now, the hardest part of the goth challenge, according to Morphine, is comparing yourself to the others. Are you someone who compares yourself to others in situations like this, in competition settings?
Yeah, in the moment, and even though I'm always straight away from don't focus on it, don't focus on it, I do love the tea. I do love the, like, what, but what is she doing? Just, I mean, I'm doing my own thing. I'm still gonna do it, but what is she doing? I'm
Yeah.
just curious.
Nymphia is off on her own, and I don't know what to do with this shtick again. She says she doesn't know what she's doing. She will see Plain Jane's fabric, try to hawk it off her, but no luck. But Dawn will remind that bananas can't do yellow this week. But I can still spin it for her because a rotted banana is in fact black. So in a way, she's still a banana. Boom.
Loophole.
You're welcome, Nymphia. I'll take some money now.
Loopholes.
She has gotten some inspiration. Like she's Raven from That's So Raven.
Hannah
What is your favorite Disney Channel show of all time?
Montana.
Oh, you get the best of both
The
worlds.
best of both worlds. She did. She's a drag queen.
She surely is. Nymphia is going with a veil moment using plants to make a headpiece. Hot glue gun girly. Also, the voice that Nymphia makes is uncomfy for Dawn when she laughs at it. And I say same. I don't think I'm allowed to laugh, but it's kind of funny.
I think I'm allowed to. I'm a half Asian, so I think I'm allowed to laugh.
You're allowed to
I
laugh. You're
loved
allowed
it. I
to.
loved it.
Remember early in the season when Nymphia was taught Spanish? Well, she's going to return the favor to Morphine with Mandarin.
Right.
Like every international recap I do, I give a disclaimer about language. We're not even going to have me attempt to parrot what Morphine is taught because, with my luck, I will accidentally say it wrong and say something wildly inappropriate.
By accident, yeah.
Do you speak any other languages?
No, barely English.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Plain Jane wants to be in the top this week. She is doing a bolero two-piece that will be embellished. She is making strips of fringe. So
Yeah.
it's time to get detailing, sister. Plasma will ask Plain Jane how she's feeling with the immunity potion. Do you think your sister Plasma was angling for the immunity potion from Plain Jane?
Meaning like to have it?
Yeah.
No, I think Plasma was just trying to poke the bear as because Plain Jane's trying to poke the bear. So I think Plasma was just trying to give it back to her. Like, are you sure you're as confident as you feel?
All right. Okay. Well, I'm here for that. Dawn is worried for Plasma. She's in her head, and what she is designing does not feel good for her. So Dawn will talk to her as a sister. She says this is the third design challenge. Is she trying to diversify what she makes? So Dawn suggests that she do get out of the shtick that she does. And Plasma will say, okay, let's go with this. Genuine or sabotage on Dawn's part?
I don't think it was sabotage, but I do think there could have been a little bit more help than just that slight of information. I get it's competition, but I guess this is just me. I would have like, why don't you do this? And I'm the type of person, kind of like a Saphira, that will give an idea and also help out a little bit. But it just kind of seemed not sabotage, but it seemed not enough
I
help.
agree.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Nymphia tells Plasma to beg for immunity, as that would be her smartest decision. Look at Plain Jane rubbing off on these girls.
Right.
Plasma doesn't do contemporary, so she is making a tattered, shaggy coat with shreds and open arms with a high-cut Leo and low pants. Maybe no pads to show some skin.
Oh,
When you heard this direction, were you concerned for your sister?
that was I almost got on the phone with her. What are you thinking?
Listen, she is a very, very cute boy.
She is.
Showing skin would be very not Plasma.
Listen, I don't got it either. So I'm pro pads all the way.
Q will alert Plain Jane that Plasma is doing a shreds thing and Sister Plain is not too happy. So she goes over to Plasma and questions their similarity. She says she has no idea what Plain Jane is doing, so she as she hasn't seen her plants. And Plasma asks to see Plain Jane's and she shuts that down. Do you think Plain Jane has the right to question Plasma if she's not willing to share hers?
No, not at all. And I also
Exactly.
think that was sabotage to say, hey, I think Plasma's doing something like you. And I'm like, oh my God, no, who? And I think Plasma's right. I didn't even step foot in your station. I don't even know what you're doing.
Agreed.
Yeah, sabotage.
Plain Jane will tell Plasma that the last design challenge, when they used the same fabric, she was told she was better. But let's not forget that Plain Jane asked to borrow Plasma's fabric, so let's not confuse ourselves. Plain Jane will get snippy and say it would happen again. A lovely incendiary comment from Plain Jane, as Plasma calls her Gaslight Gatekeep girl boss. Why is Plain Jane someone who can dish it but can't take it?
Because I feel like it's put on, and the character of the meanness isn't really genuine, but if you were genuinely that way, you would be able to laugh at yourself, much like many villains of past seasons with this so-called same type of attitude. They're able to laugh at themselves when a queen throws it back in a funny way, you know?
Do you think she relishes being a villain?
Yes, for sure.
Now, just a reminder, we did not have a real walkthrough this week. Do you think it happened and didn't make it to air, or was it just not included in this week's plan? Because I wonder if Plasma got a heads up from Rue about the direction she was going in, maybe she wouldn't have gone that direction.
True. I mean, I have a feeling though that maybe the walkthrough didn't happen because every look from the beginning of what they were explaining that they want to do kind of showed up on the runway anyway. There was no changes.
Very interesting. Just want to throw it out there, friends. Not
Yeah.
saying
Not saying it
biasy or
didn't
anything, but
happen.
it's just that in there. Just mentioning it.
Yeah.
Morphine is not playing games. She is, in fact, sewing this week, and she misses Tsunami getting stuff glued to a corset. No more slacking. Nymphia still doesn't know what her design will be. She's just got a headpiece, and she's not inspired by the fabrics. Should we ever feel worried for her?
No,
No.
she knows what she's
She
doing.
knows. Now, Plain Jane in her bra is deconstructing chains. This is going to take her years to get her detailing done. Her fingers are cold. She might be dying. I mean, it's on theme to be goth.
Right.
Did you enjoy watching a bit of struggle coming from Plain Jane? Because I sure did.
I will always enjoy it. Karma's a bitch.
Plasma's concept is so out of her comfort zone that she's panicking about being in the bottom. So Saphira, who sees her spinning, is going to be that mother and gives her a hug.
Yeah.
She can tell that she's not pleased, so she talks her down off the edge. Saphira is concerned for Plasma's insides. She's not hearing the joy of Plasma. She wants the annoying girl back.
Yeah.
If you were feeling out of your mind, what kind of comfort from a sister would you need to succeed?
Well, exactly that. And like, I praise Saphira, and I want everyone to know that Saphira is genuinely like that. She's had moments like that with me when when I perform at the pageant recently, and she's there. She has moments like that, and she is that person. So I think like we're all gonna spiral, and it takes a sister to remind you what you have and what you've accomplished, and not disregarding your feelings, but just saying you're not down bad as far as you think you are. Just a heads up, you
How
know.
would you comfort Saphira if she were ever to spiral?
Oh, that's hard because I don't see how this.
Right?
She's a
How would that ever happen?
strong. She is a strong woman. But how would I comfort Saphira? I mean, kind of in the same. I'm a type of person that comforts people who have comforted me once, and kind of remind them. I'm like, remember what you told me. Let's flip that around to you because, you know, I'm an
I
emotionally
love
intelligent
that.
person, and I can tell when it's kind of the same thing. You're spiraling, but you are this type of queen. Don't forget that. That's what you told me.
I
So,
love that. I love that. Well,
yeah.
Safira's got a lot of work to do in helping the troubled girls. Speaking of trouble, Maya's in trouble. She has never made a dress before, and Safira is nervous for what Maya's doing. Her poor baby Maya needs help executing, and Safira will help her.
Right.
Do we just give the Miss Congeniality sash to Saphira right now?
I think so.
I think so. And a crown. Let's give her everything. I'm here
Yes,
for it.
please.
Saphira will ask Maya for her size and then offers her pattern, to which Maya is like, I can take it in. Girl, you just called the girl helping you fat. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Took me out.
Saphira thinks she can make Maya's outfit in 2 hours, so she's guiding her through it. Has Maya ever watched this show before? I'm really genuinely confused.
About
Drag race in general.
oh, in general, I don't know. I listen, I don't judge because I'm like, I know when you're on it, it's probably a different goat, a beast than watching it, but it does give
It's
that.
like every challenge she prepared, like she's not prepared for. And when she comes into it and she does badly, she's like, well, I didn't expect. No, girl, 16 seasons and how many international ones? You should know better.
Right.
Just come to me, friends. If you're ever going to be on the show and you need some help, I've watched all the shows. I know what to do. I can help y'all.
Oh, nice. I'm willing to finance my package.
There it is. There it is. Listen, I have given some amazing suggestions to people who about characters to do for Snatch Game.
Yeah.
They have not gotten to do them because they've been recently used and done very well. I've given people the suggestion to do Amelia Earhart. I gave people the suggestion to do Shirley Temple. I'm very good at
What
thinking
do
of
you think
things.
I should do?
I'll
Just
have to let me think on it, and
DM me
I'll
that
tell the
later. Yeah.
listeners.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, we can't say.
that's my
Yeah.
ideas. All right. If you were one of the other girls in the competition, namely Plasma, would you be furious at the help that Saphira is giving Maya? Should assistance be taken into account by the judges?
For design challenge, yes, because the whole challenge is you made it. Assistance to a point is fine.
If you were Plasma in that room, would you be going over to Saphira and Maya and being like, what's going on here? Or would you just say to Saphira, hey, I need this help too?
Yeah, when you're done, can I get some help over here?
Do you think, knowing Plasma the way you do, her pride got in the way?
I think her, and I love her. I think her, she was spiraling, and I think she got in her head, like kind of what this what the episode was saying, but I did think she got in her head a lot. And just
Probably
like
she
me,
wanted to ask for help.
that's what I'm saying. Just like me, it's hard for me to ask for help. It's very difficult.
Meanwhile, Maya will watch Saphira say words on how to execute the dress, and it's like me listening to another language. It's just not computing.
Right.
Do you think this was distracting Saphira, or was she just confident enough with what she was doing?
Oh no, I think she knows how much time and what she needs to do.
Now, Dawn is feeling secure with herself. She is not going to call out the help, but feels it will change the tides and be problematic for others. Do you think moving forward in the future of Drag Race, this needs to be addressed?
The helping of each other? Yeah. I think it'll raise the stakes a little bit more and really be interesting if we're gonna talk on a like producing level even. It really be interesting to really cold turkey the girls and say like, you don't know how to sew. How are you gonna do this? Let's see what you turn out with. Suit you hot
I
glue.
love it. It is elimination day, and these girls are pretending like they had some sleep. How long does it take you normally to complete a garment?
About because I'm a stickler, about like 6 hours, depending
Okay,
on.
not too bad, not too bad. Q wants to join the two winners club. She's feeling good. Now, to discuss the sleeping patterns of the girls, we will hear Maya say that she fell asleep the moment she got into her room as she
Oh,
completed her dress. If I were one of the girls, I would have slapped that bitch upside the head. You
God.
did nothing, girl.
Right. That sounds very familiar to a past season when someone took a nap for the design challenge.
Maya knows the song, but says she doesn't need to know it and taunts Morphine about if she can move in hers as she thinks she will be in the bottom. But Morphine says she don't need an outfit to perform. Well, you kind of do, otherwise you're naked. Maya is feeling her oats, or her goats, as the honorable Melinda Verga says. The confidence from Maya is stemming from Saphira doing her dress for her. What is this newfound energy we're getting from Maya?
It's so, I mean, probably a good night's sleep. But it's also like she's very confident in as a person who doesn't sew and kind of has an okay dress. I will say it's an okay dress for someone who doesn't know how to sew. Pretty good.
Dawn will sing a song from the Rusical, and Plasma is reminded of the good time. She misses the performance challenges. Plasma feels she has done something she has never done before, an off-brand for Plazzy. Do we need to go back in time and count the moments where a queen did something different and then immediately got eliminated? Like, think Dusty Ray Bottoms. Maybe we should analyze this further and suggest, when in doubt, stay in your box.
Yes. Yes.
But Dawn is proud of her. Do you think she'll be saying that at the top of next episode?
No.
No. Q has made every bow in her outfit, and Nymphia thinks she doesn't have goth. So it's down to those two, as the edit says. And Dawn is like, fuck my drag. Did you notice how the editors essentially just pushed Dawn to the side?
Yeah, for sure.
Very interesting.
For sure.
Dawn has never had a goth face, she was straight edge. Coward, show the photos. I want to see it.
Right.
Did you have a goth phase ever?
I tried. It's very difficult, and it's very difficult to be genuine in that goth phase. I love goth fashion, but I don't like the everything else that comes with it. I'm
Fair
good.
enough.
I'm good.
But Dawn also did have a girlfriend in high school. I mean, same sis, I had a girlfriend. That was a choice.
I kind of did. Yeah.
Morphine had three girls at the same time because she thought dating multiple girls at the same time meant being a playa. It would hide her being queer.
No.
Plasma didn't date in high school as there was no one who was queer or out in her evil rural Northeast Texas town. She was afraid of seeing someone and then being seen. She lived in a place where MAGA flags and Confederate flags are still being flown, not in secret, so she never felt safe. She hasn't dated anyone seriously in her life. And I was like, listen, if you really need a volunteer, I mean, I could volunteer as tribute. I don't want you to be lonely forever. But I bet she gets DMs daily.
Now,
Yeah.
now more than ever.
Listen, we know how this fandom is. I'm sure she opens up on the subway and she's like, well, that should be hidden.
Oh, the hotel door is unlocked.
Plasma doesn't feel desirable all the time, and Morphine tells her she has an amazing personality and then follows it up with she's attractive too. I was very worried she wasn't going to say that part, and I was going to run over to Morphine and slap her in the face. Plasma's a very cute boy.
Very, yeah.
Morphine felt the same as she is non-binary, and in Miami, it's full of mask for mask or mask for women. Dating has been a struggle, but she is happiest she's ever been, and she doesn't have to change herself for no man. How is the world of drag and dating for you?
How long do we have? No, it's I try to separate the two. I try to, when it's when it's on Tinder or Grindr or what all these things, I when the conversation comes up, well, what do you do for work? I go, I work in nightlife, and then it's the, well, what does that mean? I go, I'm a performer, and I'm also trying not to be ashamed of what I do because I'm not. So when it dwindles down to say I'm like, I do drag, and I try to stray away from it because all the men of interest be start becoming fans of Annie Levain rather than fans of Kyle. But but I try to stray away from, involving those two, Hannah
Fair
Montana
enough.
style.
There it is. All right, they are the top eight. And Nymphia is dancing like she has energy. Where was that for Snatch Game, girl? Let's bring it to the runway. Mama is giving us a pretty dress and the most beautiful hair. That hair is the hair you strut out on the daily.
Yes.
So
Oh
good.
my God.
Our
Yes.
panel includes Michelle Visage, Carson Kressley, and Cindy Crawford's daughter, Kaia Gerber. Are you familiar with her work or her mom?
I'm familiar with her mom.
She looks like her mom. It's really scary.
Yeah, very scary.
Category is See You Next Wednesday. In honor of the one runway, we are going to play Good Goth Girl or Doom and Gloom. So, Good Goth Girl is our toot, Doom and Gloom is our boot.
Got it.
Starting off with Plain Jane. It's very simple. I don't know if it's full on goth, but I bet she'd have a great time at a My Chemical Romance concert. Do not care for the exposed corset. I think the shred is a cool feature. The chain works well. I like the makeup. It's just very safe.
I disagree. I do think that the open corset of like the clearly like the Amazon corset under is like okay, but I do think the detail, like I would commission this outfit and wear it. Like I would, it looks,
All
I don't
right.
think people give her credit for that. She is also like a seamstress.
Sure.
I love it.
Judges told her she is beautiful with the right details and silhouette, but they're used to a different caliber. They say she sold the character. I will give her a good goth girl.
I give a good goth girl as well.
Audience, 67% good goth girl, 33% doom and gloom.
Right.
Maya Monlepage, there is just so much of that shiny black fabric. It is not flattering. I think it looks like she put the outfit on backwards. The
Yes.
makeup, not great. It's constructed fine. There's just no couture present.
Yeah, I agree. It's just fine. And also the circle skirt isn't really circling. It kind of did not need to be there if it's going to lay like that. And I think she would have had a better chance at making it fully lace or just fully that latex vinyl material.
Agreed. She is called out for not knowing how to sew, but came out with that. She will give credit to Saphira. They love the spiders, but the shape covers her up, so she needed a deep V neckline as it is diminutive. I will give her a doom and gloom.
I'm doom and gloom as well.
Audience very much agrees. 27% good goth girl, 73% doom and gloom. Dawn. I really like how this looks as far as a concept and execution. It's probably much more magnificent in person as it's a lot of black on black, and you really can't fully appreciate the detailing on camera. I could have done without the feathers in the hair, but that's very Dawn. It's not extravagant, and hence probably why she didn't get a victory, but the construction is immaculate.
I agree. I think if she played with just like how Q did with contrast of color, the details could have shined more. If you made the rings white or light gray, and then the black would shine more of the like the pieces hanging off, I think that would have like made it more intricate looking because I know I can tell it's intricate, but it's not picking up.
The judges say she did a brilliant job in the challenge by staying true to who she was, and it is executed beautifully. They call it McQueen. It highlights a quirky Victorian element, and they say she is needed at NASA with her engineering. Oh, and she reveals that she has an engineering degree. I will give her a good goth girl.
Same, good goth girl.
Audience, 92% good goth girl, 8% doom and gloom.
Wow.
Let's go to Morphine. It may have been more on the simplistic side, but it looks damn good and it's styled well. I love the makeup. That luscious red lip is doing things. She took basic inspiration, spun it on its head. I love the bottom of the gown. I think this was not a low placer personally. I was very impressed.
I was very impressed. That bottom of that gown is very difficult to do, especially for someone who doesn't consider themselves a sewer. That and those structured pieces, I don't even know how to do that. So, like that, I think it was gorgeous. Is it top three? No,
No.
but it's in the top.
The judges call her makeup beautiful and the dress is a bit basic. The simplest things are the hardest, so they can tell how much work went into it. I agree, it's a good goth girl.
It's a good goth girl.
Audience, 75% good goth girl, 25% doom gloom. Plasma. I'm telling you right now, if she did pigtails and she had a solid black Leo, we would have a different story. The styling is the biggest issue. I really do think the houndstooth fabric sabotaged her. It is not goth enough, and the way the Leo sits, it's giving bad Freddie Mercury. I think there was a way to salvage this, but going against the grain was, in fact, the wrong move.
I agree. I think the coat is fabulous. I think the pants are even fabulous. If it was like a exaggerated turtleneck, a leotard, a maybe extend the fringeness of the coat to the shirt of the garment. But houndstooth was a sabotage fabric. Could you? No, I don't see it fitting in any goth moment at all. I tried.
The judges loved the two belts, but it was a letdown as there was no point of view. They call it confusing with mixed messages as it doesn't read goth. Plasma, no, I love you, but I have to go gloom and doom.
Yeah, I love you too, Gloom and Doom.
Audience, 18% good goth girl, 82% gloom and doom.
Ah.
Saphira Crystal sold it with that face. I think this is spooky in the sense of how it's styled and presented. It's not the best, but it works for the evening. I love that she is staying true to who she is, and yet she is giving you a different side through her personality. Very safe, but very good.
Yeah, the silhouette is very. It couldn't easily be in the direction of like pageant and classic because the silhouette is that, but it's the way it was styled, like you said, and also this fabric could not be pageant at all. So the fabric really helped the idea of goth. So good goth girl.
Judges call it beautiful, and she didn't let them down as the details are beyond. It's called off kilter, which sold the goth storyline. They say she was committed to the bit, and I agree. Good goth girl,
Good
audience
girl.
too. 85% good goth girl, 15% gloom and doom. Nymphia Wind. It's a really brilliant piece. I think the look is giving you funeral the house down boots. The gown is quite striking, though I wish she could walk better, as there have been other contestants in the history of Drag Race who have been called out for that issue before. The
Right.
headpiece is lovely. The veil is the sole reason for her downfall from the wind. I love this side of her. Very pretty as always.
Yeah, I agree. Nothing wrong for me. I loved it.
They call it a production of the most beautiful caliber and could walk down the couture runway. They call her a genius with different textures. It's perfectly styled and a superstar when it comes to fashion. And it is revealed by her. She went to the UK to study fashion. I'll give her a good goth girl.
Good goth girl.
Audience loved it. 98% good goth girl, 2% gloom and doom.
Wow.
And finally, Q. The face and the color story are giving you classical goth. It's like a broken porcelain doll. For some, they don't see it, but if you were to go to the Met Gala with the theme goth, this would be there. Yes. This would be the design. The construction is giving. I love the mix and match of fabric. She used it in a way that's beneficial to her. I was very impressed.
This makes me want to quit drag. This is so good. Good goth girl. I have nothing to say. It's good.
The judges say love is not enough. They think it's beautiful couture goth, beautiful nightmare. And she is called out for her beautiful lining. And as you heard earlier, I love lining. If you come on that stage without lining, I'm going to rip you to shreds, people.
Yeah, you probably hate my design challenges. It takes me a while to do a hem and a line, but hey.
This is a good goth girl. Now the audience. 70% good goth girl, 30% gloom and doom.
I am surprised.
Yeah, they were not happy with the wig, obviously.
I'm very surprised. Not happy with the wig? I mean...
No, but the week. They do not think she should have won, clearly.
Oh my God, I disagree. I think, okay, I have a feeling it's probably because I understand where it could be seen as not goth.
Right.
But, or probably more camp than goth. But this is how you do... Even if it's not goth, I doubt there couldn't be any bad judgment if I was a judge.
I agree.
Even Michelle Visage cannot be like, but it's not goth. This is an amazing garment. It's better than everyone's garment on the stage.
I agree.
So this is the point where the presentation of it overrides the theme, I think.
I agree. All right. So Plain Jane will not use her immunity potion. Only one more chance, sister.
I don't think she needs it. Yeah, she's good.
All the girls are going to get critiqued. Do you like that?
Yes.
I agree. I'm here for it.
I want to hear it.
And as Carson says, they've locked the doors tight. Come on, Scissor Sisters reference. Can we please have Jake Shears as a guest judge, please, somewhere? I'll take him on Drag Race UK.
Yes, somewhere.
The results are in. The winner of the week is Q. She wins $5,000. Nymphia, Dawn, Saphira, Plain Jane, and Morphine are safe, leaving Plasma and Maya as the bottom two. Do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Let's get Wednesday up in here. The song is Bloody Mary, Wednesday TikTok Remix Edition by Lady Gaga. Are you familiar with this track?
Oh, I'm so familiar. I think it's a crazy choice, though.
It is. Who was watching Wednesday when they decided this is the song?
Right. I think Drag Race is having a lot of interesting decisions with MTV's wide range of music choices. But I think they could have been fine with the original.
Agreed. It is an interesting song choice, but for sure, very fun to watch.
Fun.
Plasma was not given a song that is normally her, but she owned it because she knows how to perform.
Bet.
The petals, the gag, but the beanie. What the fuck?
Was it a beanie? I thought it was a wig cap.
I thought it was a wig cap too, but I do think it was a knit material.
Well, that's interesting.
And then the no panties, girl.
Oh, the Barbie puss? Oh, that took me out. I felt like a pageant judge and I took points off. I took points off.
It was a dance track. Maya danced and flipped and captivated. Sadly, though, dance makes it all work because track record makes no difference.
Yes. And I don't agree. I don't love that.
I agree. It's basically saying, hey, Plasma, two wins. You're still not good at sewing, so bye.
Love that. I just have a problem with it because I think a messy lip sync should be just because it was entered. It's a double-edged sword because it's entertaining. It makes me laugh. It makes me go woo woo woo. But it was a little messy. There was things all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I think that should take into account. Like Plasma really performed the house down, and also nothing came off. It was great, but Hey.
I mean, listen, I mean, Plasma did as best she could. There were some tricks she tried that weren't timed perfectly, but you
Right.
could see in her brain, she was like, she's doing something. I need to do something to try to get the attention on her. It really just sucks that everything up until this point, they said, doesn't matter.
It's nothing.
Maya saved, Plasma eliminated, and Plasma will exit with a little ode to Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Do you think she was pissed and controlled her emotions professionally?
She was sad, but she did control her emotions professionally.
Yeah. And you know what? We gotta respect her for it.
Yeah.
Let's zoom through the highs and lows of Untucked, shall we?
Yes.
All the girls are heading to the Lush Lounge. Can I please be sponsored? I love bath bombs. I need some bath bombs.
I'm surprised Lush is still around. I was like, I
I
love that
love
Lush.
Lush.
I love Lush too. It's in my local mall, but I'm surprised people still know about it. And I love the fact that they did the sponsor because I think they'll get some people. And it matches the aesthetic.
Right? Listen, I know it's like $9 for one single bath bomb, but that single bath bomb is heaven.
It's a luxury experience.
So good. The emotions are high. Saphira is feeling great based on the critiques. Plain Jane is thinking she's not in the bottom. I think so, you should have. But oh well, this is why we can't have nice things. Do you think she should have used the immunity potion this week?
No, I don't think she's too far gone in this type of challenge to do it.
Plasma's in a mood, and rightly so. Plain Jane will tell Dawn she looks stunning. How nice of her. She can say nice things.
I guess.
Plain Jane worked hard on her outfit and thinks that there are sickening details, but hearing critiques for the top girls, she knows it's not as creative and fantastic. Dawn will say it's a very lovely detailed bodysuit and thigh highs. Get her, Dawn! That was fun.
Was everything.
Maya thinks she'll be lip syncing, though she's happy with what she did make. I mean, what Saphira made. Though Saphira just told her what to do and not physically did it. And I say, Saphira, roll the tapes. Roll the tapes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been there.
Now, the girls are just not happy with this comment. She is the ghost sewer, and Plain Jane will call out Morphine, saying Saphira was helping Maya, was helping her too much. It scared her, but do you think the judges did clock? And
Yeah,
that's why Maya was in the bottom over Morphine.
I think they clocked it enough.
Do you think it was unfair? Especially if Morphine swapped places with Maya, do you think she would have had a right to complain?
No, I don't. I mean, I think it's. Wait, what do you mean? Us swap places with Maya?
If Maya was safe and Morphine was in the bottom.
Oh, it would have been a problem. It would have been a problem, and that would have been me. Just if I was in the bottom and I was Morphine, I was like, well, that's not fair because this is a design challenge, and this person did not do their own design. Yeah.
Dawn feels like she has a thing with the judges. When she's in the top, she's incredible. If someone is better, how do you handle that in a competition setting?
I mean, I've been there many times, and I take it with grace, but I think the I can understand what she means, but I do think she should take it as I do, as a sign of you're not doing bad, but this should be a sign to do something even more grander to stick out.
Morphine got the same feeling of people just being better than her, but Q will tell her she's in the bottom three. I mean, she's being honest.
Right.
Q will be like, no one got a horrid, awful critique. And Plasma's like, really? Really? She just forgot Plasma was there.
Yeah.
Plasma's not a seamstress. It's not her challenge. She is at peace lip syncing. No one is shocked at her placement. But it's time for Dawn to be Dawnest. There was no sabotage. Plasma is feeling some type of way for not going with her gut. Do you think she regrets listening to Dawn?
I think even though she said that she's more mad at herself for not, you can't be mad at Dawn. Dawn's doing her best to give you some sisterly help. But I do think she's a little like, damn it, I should have asked somebody else possibly. Like if she would have asked a different queen who could have gave her better guidance.
Plasma will be honest that sewing is part of drag, but she dislikes it. When it comes to Drag Race in 2024, How much sewing should be part of Drag Race? And do you think we've had too many?
I think sewing your own garments, and I've learned this from my drag mother and drag family, that sewing your own garments does make you like a better queen. And I think if we are going to stick to what Drag Race is intention, like, you know, it's intentional to who's our best queen. I think to throw a curveball of like, these are the essentials that make a good queen, knowing how to sew. And if you don't know how to sew, you don't know how to do your own makeup. You don't know how to do that, you make your own music. Something that's given to the art rather than buying. I think Drag Race needs to stray away of like, I think this is good because people go on Drag Race thinking they just have to spend thousands of dollars on somebody else making their things. And I think this is stripping them bare bones. And I think it's very good that we have a lot of this.
All right. Well, future contestants, go find a sewing machine and practice.
Yes.
Plasma will give a thank you to Saphira for helping her get emotionally together. We love both of those queens. And Nymphia looks unbelievable. And she knows it. What a humble banana lady. Saphira is feeling great. She is happy to be one of the top girls. And of course, Plain Jane has to make a face. She does not agree. Plain Jane says it doesn't matter what she thinks, which is bullshit. I say, speak your words, you Russian bitch. Just say it. She wants to be congenial, but Saphira knows that she thought what she thought. But according to the judges, they're the only people that matter. It's really fascinating watching Plain Jane kind of get her own from Saphira.
Right. I mean, I think Plain Jane wrongfully went against Saphira. There, it was just another moment of like, why react like that? It's
agreed.
It's uncalled for.
Hi, Gerber heads backstage, and it's time for another celebrity chat. And she will tell the girls that her suit and shirt is her version of drag. And I say, bitch, bye. Really?
Right.
Girl. Plasma's feeling great as she made something. She's wearing it. She's sitting in it, and it didn't break. That is triumph. Good for you. Kaya will ask Dawn if she's cinched, and we learn that she likes to wear a corset that is too small so that the edges are less defined, but she does get called out for busting out of a corset, but she claims it was a three-year-old corset, and I say, roll the tapes, show us. Kaya is in awe and respects them all as it is all of them in their art. When she explains drag to people, she says, imagine every art form that comes together in a beautiful way. Would you sign off on that's what drag is?
Yes, an art form that comes off in a beautiful way. And she hit it on the nose when she says she explains to all the people about what drag is. And it's like a lot. And I joined drag for that very reason because, you know, how many drag queens have you heard are actors? I used to be an actor. Right. And I think it was just so, for me, so like just that. And people were telling me like, you kind of just have to do, you have to choose one. And I was like, no, drag is everything. Yeah. Drag is all your skills and all the creativity. There's no endless. I think it's the highest form of art.
Yeah.
But it's just not there yet.
That's all the time Kaya gets. She's out. So short. Do you think they ask her any questions or do you think they're like, you can't give us any advice. You're just a Nepo baby.
I think they asked her questions. It probably wasn't interesting enough to keep in the edit.
Yeah. All right. Time to listen to the song. The girls want to see Plain Jane go listen to the song, but she says only in an alternate universe would she lip sync. I just once you can save her. I just need to see her struggle. I want to watch it. But Dawn points out that the only people who have not placed below safe are Dawn, Saphira, and Plain Jane. Very fascinating. But they love seeing how pressed she gets when she might be in trouble. But she tells them that she's holding her immunity potion tight to her big Slavic breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Did she secure herself in the top six or will she need it and pride herself that she doesn't have to use it? Well,
I think she secured herself in the top six, unfortunately. But I think she did. She also makes good TV.
It's true. No blow up from Plain Jane this week, sadly. Now we're going to watch Maya not prepare. She is not going home. She says she calls it her show. Damn the confidence this girl has after Snatch Game.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
We'll watch the lip sync one more time as Plasma will leave. She's in the workroom and my heart ached. So sad. The black and yellow buckets. I guess that's the new trend of how you get to Drag Race. Everyone's got them.
I mean, there are much bigger things
They
to
are.
like pack more.
She is at a sense of peace. She surprised herself with having two wins. She got to do Barbara. She got to do Sound of Music. It all meant something to her. It lined up. And I think it was a very good season for her.
I think she showed off a lot that she could now bank off of when she's off Drag Race.
And she will give a shout out by saying that there are people who came to Drag Race and never won a damn thing. Hashtag Janrobe.
Right.
It's note time. She didn't know her sisters can write. But we ask, what's next for her? Broadway? I say Broadway. What show would you like to see her in? Give me a dream plasma role.
Chicago.
Ooh, as.
Ooh, she can play Roxy, but I think
Okay.
she can do like a Jinx Monsoon.
All right.
Yeah, she could what's her name? Mother
Mama Morton.
Mama Morton. Yeah.
All right, there it is. All right, I got some burning questions to wrap this podcast up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is Plasma's legacy?
Plasma's legacy is good energy. And knowing exactly who she is as a
That is it. She came in there as a theater girl. She came in there as a mid-century drama queen, and it worked.
she knew her brand and she knew what to bank off of because at the end of the day, people are watching.
And hopefully, Chris Perfetti will get his wish and get her on Abbott Elementary so she can do a drag story hour episode.
Yes, that'd be fabulous.
Who was the winner of the week? Who had the best episode? Who was our star of the week
Of
for this
this,
episode?
who was my in my opinion, the star of the week was Q.
Okay. I'm gonna go Safira because I think she had a great arc overall because she did something well on the stage, but she also showed that she is a good human, and that is great to watch.
True, I agree.
We got a performance challenge next week. Who's gonna do well and who is about to be axed?
Oh, a performance challenge. Do we know? I didn't get that far. Do we know what kind of performance challenge? Like,
It's some sort of like political song anthem type situation.
I have a feeling my top three for that would be Dawn, Saphira, and why isn't anyone else coming? Yeah, Dawn and Saphira, they're very funny and very smart
I
comically.
just need Maya to go. I'm done. I'm good. We're fine. What else is she gonna add?
Yeah, that was a Roxy. It's a Roxy Andrews moment, All Stars moment, where it's like, okay, we're saving you too many times.
All right, prediction time. After 9 episodes, the winner of the season is.
Saphira Cristal.
I'm here for it. I'm signing off. I'm still Sphera, Team Sphera. It's hers.
It's hers, and I think it's rightfully hers.
Well, this was a fantastic chat. Where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
Oh, well, thank you again for having me. You can find me on Instagram at The Vanity Levain. That is The Vanity, LaVain. And you can find, that's also my Venmo, Vanity Levain. And my birthday's coming up in next year. So send me some early birthday Venmos. And you can find me all over the city. I post on my story. It's very random. I looked at my phone quickly and I just got a booking in 2 weeks. But so it's very random. And you can find me all over. Hit me up, DM me, let's chat. Yeah. And thank you again for having me.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here. We'll do it again soon.
I would love that. Yeah.